Welcome back to St. Michael Albertville. We are ready to go with Trevor Redunds of the Pioneers at 132 pounds. Trevor puts on the green ankle band. His opponent from Big Lake, Luke Schumacher. Fifth place on the line. Austin Gabbert, Davin Rose is the title match. And Trevor's underway. Shoots in on a quick single. Trevor elevates the right leg. Look to trip now. Redunds winning by fall in his consolation semi. Here comes the trip, not yet. Schumacher able to bounce. Trevor dives in now, blocked, dumps, and takedown. Two for Redunds. Trevor scores with 30 seconds in. Gabbert and Rose over there, one versus two seeds. Looks like Trevor's got that cradle lined up, but they're outside. Landon Parent is in a near fall situation over there for the third place match against Schrant. Caden Schrant of Simley is on his back. Trevor restarts, and we get a false start, I believe, on Schumacher. 2-0, Trevor Redunds. Cradle coming. Can see it. He's got it. Tilt it. Trevor trying to cradle up on Schumacher here. Not yet. He's off to the right hip side, a near side cradle. Here, don't slip off it, don't slip off it. Schumacher turns it into a reversal, and now he's got Trevor in some trouble. Now Schumacher will try and crank it over, and he looks like he wants to go cradle himself. So the reversal ties it at two, and now Schumacher has Trevor on his back. Near fall points being awarded. Here comes the tilt. Now Trevor's got to bounce out of this. Schumacher tries to turn a reverse into a pin, and we stop it. 18 seconds left. Three near fall. I think the referee lost track of time. The referee stopped it with 18 seconds left. And now he's going over to the scorer's table. And he kind of made the body motion like, oh, that's my fault. So they give the three near fall to make it 6-2 plus a one. So 6-2. 18 seconds. A restart. Rose over there is leading 2-1 over Gabbert. Here's the sit-out try into a possible Granby here. Possible Granby. He locks up the Granby. He's getting near fall. Trevor hits the Granby. He got a 2 near fall, so that's a 4-point. Now he's getting another count. And they stop it as the time ran out. Trevor hits the Granby with 18 seconds on the restart, and it's 6-6. An exciting first period. Trevor has choice. He defers. Parent is leading his match 7-0. And Rose is up 2-1 in the championship match over Gabbert. And we get a caution. False start, I believe, on Trevor. 6-6. There's up and an escape. And it's 7-6. That was an escape for Schumacher. Now Trevor dives in, whizzing his Schumacher. No control yet for Trevor. Elevating, trying to trip now. He's got Schumacher's right leg elevated. There's that trip, get the two. There's the two for Redunds. He takes an 8-7 lead. 8-7, Trevor Redunds in the fifth place match at 132. Still riding on the outer edge of the circle, and now they get out. 8-7, Redunds with a minute 18 to go, second period. Trevor will be on top here on a restart. Clean start. Trying to trip. Redunds draped over the back of Schumacher, who spins. Trevor now gains control of the legs. Looks like a possible Turk series. He's got the cross face. Down to a minute to go in the second. Trevor Redunds, the junior. He'll medal. He wants to get a fifth. They roll through with no points awarded. Clean roll through. Redunds has the right arm of Schumacher extended. 40 seconds. Double leg ride here for Trevor Redunds. They both looked up at the clock, except they were looking at the wrong clock. You can tell by their head motion they looked up right at the third place match. But their clock is to the right. Trevor's got a half Nelson in here. 3-3 in the championship match between Rose and Gabbert. Parent is up 7-0 over halfway through the third period. Trevor, left hip ride here. 7 seconds left. Trevor still with that half in. Going to get a short time score. Nope. Time runs out. Redunds 2 minutes from a fifth place medal. Trevor chooses down. He's up 8-7 going to the third. We got Logan Thorsten for third from Foley coming up. Here's the start. Schumacher spins. And Trevor's looking for the Granby again. He's got the leg. He hit it earlier for a four-point move. He's got the leg. He's just got to bridge up here and tilt Schumacher back. Now Trevor rolls into a wing and gets a reverse. Trevor takes a 10-7 lead. A minute 35 to go. Landon Parent has won the third place match, 7-1.
We have a winner on that two, finishing third place.
Landon Parent of Princeton takes third. Trevor works on the left hip here. 1:15 to go. Rose now trails 4-3 over in the championship match to Gabbert. Trevor just driving him forward, 1:05 to go. Trevor riding on the left hip of Schumacher from Big Lake. Tilt try by Trevor. Able to stay neutral, though, with Schumacher. 55 seconds left. Trevor still riding here. Got a good half in. 44 seconds left. Trevor Redunds, he's directly below me here at St. Michael. And we get a stalemate. Trevor, 35 seconds away. Tanner Young finished fourth last year. Reese Kapsner, sixth the year before. Right out of the start, roll try is blocked by Trevor. 32 seconds left. Trevor still riding hard. He's up by 3, 10-7. Trevor, 24 seconds left. Roll try by Schumacher. Good balance behind by Trevor Redunds, right in the middle of the mat. Redunds, 15 seconds away. Trevor, deep waist, leg in. 10 seconds to go. Redunds with 6. Staying in good position. 3, 2, 1. And Trevor Redunds is your fifth place finisher. 10-7 for Trevor Redunds. Redunds finishes fifth at 132 pounds. Greeted by coaches Zajac and Toops. Off comes the beard. Good job.
Winner on that one.
Austin Gabbert has defeated Davin Rose for the championship. So it's Trevor Redunds, fifth.
Moving on.
10-7 win.
38 pounds on that four. Your fifth place match from Dassel.
Trevor goes 2-1 on the day. He will finish 25-5, and he's bringing home a fifth place medal. Landon Parent is the third place finisher, defeating Caden Schrant of Simley and Austin Gabbert on his fourth trip to the podium. And tonight, for the first time, Gabbert will stand at the top. He finished second last year, fifth 2 years ago, fifth 3 years ago. Tonight, Austin Gabbert of Watertown, Mayor Lutheran, is a state champion. So Trevor Redunds, fifth place, 10-7 win over Luke Schumacher of Big Lake. Coming up, we've got three more matches to go before our day is done at St. Michael Albertville. We are a couple of matches away from Logan Thorsten's third place match against a guy he knows. He beat Jack Fudge last weekend. He'll meet him for a bronze medal tonight. That's at 152 at 220. We will have third place match for Hunter Gretzky against Anthony Mo Tucker of Cassid Manorville, and we will finish the night with a third place match for Elijah Novak of Foley against Fridley's Josh Franklin. So Trevor Redunds, he knew coming in his first match was going to be a tough one, Landon Parent, and that turned out to be the case. Parent pinned Trevor in the first, but then Trevor won by fall in his consolation semi, and he picks up a 10-7 fifth place match win to finish off his season. Way to go, Trevor Redunds, as now we'll wait Logan Thorsten's match, two weight classes away, as they are wrestling now at 138. They wrestle on three mats now, championship third and fifth place matches, and they hold the mats until every one of those three weights matches is completed before they move on to the next weight. So we're at 138 now. We've got a complete 145, and then we'll have the Logan Thorsten Jack Fudge match. Is it a fudge match or a grudge match? Well, we will find out in about 10 minutes, I would say, for Thorsten and Fudge, third place on the line. But we're celebrating a fifth-place medal for Trevor Redunds tonight.
Yes, it's time to fill out your brackets and enjoy some college hoops. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics. If you want to watch all the basketball action this year on a new TV, then visit us at Design Electronics. We offer a full line of LG and Samsung TVs, and we have the sizes and models to fit everyone's budgets. Plus, we offer professional delivery and installation, so you don't have to worry about lifting a finger. If you're wanting to upgrade your TV or add another one in the house or shop so you can enjoy this year's college tourney in style, visit us today at Design Electronics on the east side of Little Falls.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Do you have young Pioneers at home and aren't sure how to enroll them in school? We are currently registering students for kindergarten and preschool this fall. Information and registration forms can be found on the school website, peers.k12.mn.us. Look under the district tab for enrollment or look under community education for early childhood. We invite you to call us with any questions about your child's development and the steps needed to enroll in school. You can call Pioneer Principal Tom Oddie or Community Education Director Sarah Funk, and we will be happy to direct you in the right direction. Get them started the right way on the Pioneer Path.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Piers. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Coors Light, Piers Co-op, Rainstorm, Johnny C's, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Prisabilla, Piers Veterinary Clinic, DR Trucking, Sunrise Ag, Pioneer Lake Mutual, Piers Ballroom, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Modern Farm, Hennigan Insurance, Piers Eye Care, Remax, Dave Fisher, Design Electronics, Gertz Concrete, Patrick's Bar, Bootlegger's Bar, Select Therapy, Lloyd Lumber, Farmers and Merchants, WPE Electric, Thielen Meats, and Aaron's Auto Body. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
Frosty's Barn Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a Thielen Meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Minnesota.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2323. 2-8.
We are back at St. Michael Albertville High School. Chase DeBlair has just handed Maxwell Peterson of Byron his first loss of the year in the state championship match at 138. Peterson loses that championship to DeBlair. So DeBlair goes back to back. He is now a three-time champion. Chase DeBlair won the 126-pound title last year, 120 title the year before. In 2021, he is your 138-pound champion, and Chase DeBlair is now a three-time state champion from Simley. Maxwell Peterson has just finished up his junior year. He is now a three-time state runner-up. Peterson has to feel a little snake bit. The Byron Jr. finished runner-up at 120 last year, runner-up at 113 the year before. He does have a state title. 3 years ago, he was the 106-pound champion. But 3 seconds and a first for Max Peterson of Byron, and he will have 1 year left in his high school career. We're now up to 145 pounds, meaning Logan Thorsten's weight class is up next. And again, they hold each weight until all three medal matches have been decided. So they won't start Logan's third place match until the first, third, and fifth place matches at 145 are finished. The 145-pound fifth place match features Jonathan Harvey of Lake City against Bryce Barnett, Burkett, of Watertown Mayor Lutheran. That's a 6-versus-8 seed for fifth place. The third place match, the only number one seed to not make the finals, I think, today was Connor Simmons of Fairmont, Martin County West. He lost in the semis to Brady Kasprick of Thief River Falls. So Simmons will wrestle Brody Elliott of Detroit Lakes for third at 145. The championship, Brady Kasprick of Thief River Falls, Logan Vaughn of Casson Manterville. Then the 152-pound bracket will follow, and the fifth place match is Damian Rui of Mankato West against Joel Kozlowski of Lake City. The third place match will be Logan Thorsten and Jack Fudge. Foley Purim for the second weekend in a row. And then the championship, Ryan Sokol looks to add another state title. He's already got two under his belt, along with a third and a fifth. Sokol will face Eddie Symes of Dassel Kakato Litchfield in the 152 finals. 160, Cale Berg looks for another state title. The Simley 160-pounder is the number one seed, number one ranked wrestler. He gets Jude Link of Dassel Kakato Litchfield, the two seed and second-ranked wrestler. Link finished runner-up at 152 last year. Berg won the 138 class, so he's up several weights to 160 here this year. Little growth spurt. The fifth-place match is Cleet Shearer of Detroit Lakes against Cody Winan of Thief River Falls. That's a Section 8 AA rematch for fifth place. The third-place 160 match, Cole Glazier of Casson Manorville goes against Blake Jagodzinski of Fairmont, Martin County West, and then it's Berg and Link for the title. 170, Travis Smith of Simley will face Cale Luthans of Hutchinson for fifth place. The third place 170 match is Cale Winnea of Casson Manorville, Blaine Henderson and Detroit Lakes. Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus' Connor Tulinchuk will wrestle for a state title tonight. He goes against Adam Sylvester of Totino Grace. That's for 170. At 182, Bennett Berge is in the finals again. He's a three-time state champ. Berge will face Caden DeWall of Becker undefeated, ranked second. The third place match, Adam Newman of Annandale Maple Lake against Austin Frierskin of Byron. And the fifth place match is Brian Ramos of Perham against Cole Ranweiler of New Ulm area. 195, the fifth place match, Hayden Vandervoort of Hutchinson against Malacca Faith Christian's Bodie Zenz. The third place match will have Gannon Rosenfeld of Mankato West against Mason Iverson of Thief River Falls. And the 195 championship, Kayan Short of Simley, Quinn Christofferson, South St. Paul. Christofferson, a number 7 seed, has made it to the finals. You've also got a number 6 seed in the 220 final. That is Marshall's Grant Luagi. He beat the number 2 seed, Anthony Mo Tucker, in the semifinals, the Casson Manorville number 2 seed. He will face Simley's Gavin Nelson in the 220 championship. Hunter Gretzky of Foley goes for third against Anthony Mo Tucker of Casson Manorville. And then the championship of 285, Bennett Tabor of Simley, who needed 3 overtimes to defeat Elijah Novak, 3-2. Novak will go for third against Fridley's Josh Franklin. So that's what's to come yet here at St. Michael Albertville High School. Hey, don't forget, you got a couple of minutes. While you wait, why don't you pull up the Piers YouTube school page and check out the musical. It's starting at 7 o'clock, curtain call. Little Shop of Horrors. It's a fabulous show. Piers School YouTube page, channel, and check out just a talented cast, a hardworking cast, and they will perform tonight at 7. It's your only chance to watch it on the YouTube channel. Tonight's the only night that they're going to broadcast it on the YouTube, not tomorrow or the Sunday matinee. Friday night only. So that's just a couple of minutes away, the Piers YouTube channel. The Little Shop of Horrors, I saw it on Thursday morning. They performed for the senior class. What a fabulous show. Just absolutely fabulous after over a year, of course, of not being able to perform. The cast and crew just did a marvelous job. The pit band as well, Mr. Poland and all the musicians. It was just a great show. So check that out, 7 o'clock, minutes away from the curtain. When we come back, let's see, where are we at again? 1:38. So we're about a weight class away from the third place match for Logan Thorsten of Foley against Jack Fudge of Perham on You Are There Sports.
The 8th annual Piers Freedom Fest is right around the corner, Saturday, July 10th, headlined by Dylan Scott. Along with Lindsay L., Little Texas, and the Shalo Lee Band. Tickets on sale now. For more info and tickets, head to piersfreedomfest.com. It's Piers Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 10th. Sponsored by the Piers Area Commercial Club, Hillbilly Haven Motel, Bootleggers Bar, Brandle Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Smoothie Oil, Midwest Sales and Construction, Hilmerson RV, Pioneer Lake Mutual, and Coburn's.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
Back at St. Michael Albertville, Section 8 goes 1-3 at 145. Brady Kasprick of Thief River Falls wins the title. Brody Elliott of Detroit Lakes finishes third. Here's Logan Thorsten of Foley for third against Jack Fudge of Perham. Third place at 152. Fudge and Thorsten. Logan a winner over Fudge last week in a semifinal. Fudge got to this tournament by an injury default that allowed him to get a true second win. Early tie up here. Fudge from Perham in black and yellow. The red and black of Logan Thorsten. Logan wrestling his final match. There's Fudge spinning, trying to secure the first two. Nothing yet. Out near the outer edge to the left of the circle, and the referee says that is a stalemate at the 117 mark. Ryan Sokol, Eddie Symes is the championship match. The fifth place match is Damian Rui and Joe Kozlowski. Again, shoulder tie up here over on mat number two. Two more matches after this to cover on You Are There Sports. Hunter Gretzky, Elijah Novak, both with third place matches coming up. Foley sends three to the third place matches. Still tied up. Little swipe with the left hand by Logan Thorsten. Fudge counters with a reshot of his own. No points yet. 40 seconds left. Little space created by Fudge. Now Thorsten again diving in at that ankle. Can't quite get there. Logan was so close to picking up a win. Over there, Ryan Sokol has signs on his back in the championship match. 20 seconds left. No points yet. Thorsten and Fudge. Dive in by Fudge again. Can't get in to Logan's knees. Back up top. Now Logan in. Logan's deep. Elevates the hips. Dumps him over. Get the two. Get the head out. Good scramble there by Fudge. Now Fudge comes out. Time ran out. No points. Good scrambling action there.
Your winner on mat four, taking fifth place from Mankato West, Damian Rowey.
Damian Rowey of Mankato West wins fifth place. So a second period about to get underway for Logan Thorsten and Jack Fudge. Logan starts down, Fudge on the left hip. Left leg extended immediately there by Thorsten. Now he sits, rolls to his right. Referee races in to stop on a dangerous call, and Logan holding that left arm gingerly. Kind of feels that left pec muscle. Stands, flexes. Referee saw that too. He came running in to stop it. But there was a little bit of strain, and Logan gets back down and ready to return to action. Trevor Redunds of Piers has won a fifth-place match here, bringing home a fifth-place medal to Piers. There's Fudge with a trip after a quick stand-up try by Logan. 1:45 to go. No score yet between Fudge and Thorsten. It looks like Sokol is up 20-7. He's about to tech fall in the final. There's another potentially dangerous stoppage for Logan's match. There's the two, there's your tech fall, and there is a state championship for Ryan Sokol of Simley. So now it's Fudge and Thorsten all alone on the mats.
Your 2021 state champion.
Fudge drives forward. Down to a minute 20 in the second.
Ryan Sokol.
Thorsten reaching back for an arm, trying to pull it through. Now he's coming around. Logan almost with a reversal here. If he gets his head out, he's going to get two. Logan's awful close. Still scrambling. Fudge still has the left arm of Thorsten extended up over his head. Now Fudge gets a little better position. Boy, that was close. Logan rolls through. We're down to 45 seconds left. Ryan Sokol walks off the mats for the final time to a nice round of applause from the Simley folks. He leaves as a three-time state champion. There's Thorsten scoring a reversal. And he's up 2-0. He got it with 34 seconds left, second period. Logan Thorsten now. Fudge sitting. He's out. Escape. I don't think Logan was real serious about holding him down there. 2-1, they're back on their feet. Thorsten with a one-point lead and 15 seconds to go. Second period. Elbow tie-up by Fudge. got the left arm of Logan, tries to sucker drag him, tries an inside trip as he pulled Logan forward. Didn't work. Logan sends it. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. We go to the third. 2-1, Logan Thorsten. 2 minutes left in his career. Eighth. Now 40-2 record for Logan. Fudge, also a senior. Final 2 minutes for him. And a false start on Logan. Gets the caution. Referee gets him reset. And now we're underway. Elevates the leg, and Fudge is out, and we are tied at two. Jack Fudge with a couple of escapes here. So now, minute 45 to decide the 152-pound third-place medal. Thorsten, a little bit of an underhook, elbow tie-up, tries to lean over the back of Jack Fudge of Perham. Section 7 versus Section 8. They met last weekend in Foley with Thorsten prevailing. This was going to go right down to it again. A minute 20 to go. 2-2. Thorsten looking. Keeps his stature a little bit lower, but then Fudge drives forward. Fudge, he's in. Can he turn it? He's getting back points. Fudge with a takedown. And Jack Fudge has Logan Thorsten in trouble. Jack Fudge of Perham trying to avenge a loss, and he does with a fall. Jack Fudge with a third period fall with 54 seconds remaining. And the good sportsman between the rivals, Fudge, helps Logan to his feet.
Our winner on mat two, taking third place from Perham, Jack Fudge.
So Jack Fudge third, Logan Thorsten fourth. Your results at 152. And now we play the waiting game for the 220-pounders.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We have a few great things for you in March. Starting March 8th, we have a full-time person on staff in Piers to work on electric motors immediately so you can take them home the day you bring them. Also in Piers, we'd like to get rid of our 2020 Troy-built snowblower inventories. So stop in, see Bill, get a good deal, and be ready for 2021 winter season. There are great deals on Purina and Hubbard cattle minerals, Crystal Lake tubs, select Land O'Lake milk replacers, and Napa filters. One unlucky event for March, though, is our annual meeting. We will not be having our annual meeting in person due to the current pandemic. We ask that you come to Buckman March 10th through the 16th to pick up your patronage checks, annual report, manager report, and vote. Voting must be done in person in Buckman. Call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all of our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce or check us out on Facebook.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way, with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
Welcome back to St. Michael Albertville. We are still getting through the 160-pounders. There was an injury default in the third-place match, so that win goes to Cole Glazier of Casson Manorville, a winner over Blake Jagodzinski of Fairmont, Martin County West. You know the day is almost done when you start to see people exiting the building. The wrestlers there following are finished up. And not sure when Trevor will make it back to Pierce, but he's coming home happy. Trevor takes fifth place here at St. Michael today. He qualified last year, didn't place. This year, he gets a fifth place medal. So good job, Trevor Redunds. Coming up, two more Foley matches. They're the 220 and 285 pound weight classes. So Hunter Gretzky and Elijah Novak will finish our night here. 170, Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus' Connor Tulinchuk will go after a title against Adam Sylvester of Totino Grace. Here are your state champions so far, crowned in double A. At 106, Jack Nelson, Mound West Tonka. Your 113-pound champ, Tyler Wells of Princeton. By the way, at 106, Mason McGrain of Alexandria finished in sixth place. That was the fifth place match for McGrain and Caden Nicholas of Becker. Tyler Wells wins the 113-pound title. At 120, the champion Christian Noble. Boy, was he impressive today. He might have pinned his way through. I think it was a decision over Geloff in the semis, but he pinned his first opponent, who just happened to be Austin Malachowski of Foley, in, I think, 9 seconds. But unfortunately for Austin, it looked like he had injured his arm or shoulder when he landed awkwardly. And Austin had to default out. He did not wrestle his consolation semi, so Austin got that one match here today. Noble went on to win the championship, pinning Reed Nelson of Simley in the finals, an undefeated Nelson. Noble made it look easy today. Ty Biesek of New London Spicer finished third, beating Geloff from Waseca. Your 126-pound Class AA champion, Jackson Roman, defeated Ethan LaBreja of Morris Area Hancock, Chicago, Alberta. Cash Raymond finished third. Looking forward to seeing Roman just doing some homework last night, knowing that I was coming down here and who I was going to see, and just kind of looking at past results. And boy, one guy that jumps out at you was Jackson Roman, the senior from Fairmont, Martin County West. He was third a year ago at 126, second at 120 the year before. He was a state champion at 113 3 years ago, finished state runner-up at 106 as an eighth grader, and as a seventh grader, finished on the podium in sixth place. So a six-time place winner, Jackson Roman, he wraps up his career with a title.
Fifth place. From Delano, Cleet Shearer.
Cleet Shearer of Delano. I think I had identified him as Detroit Lakes earlier. But Shearer from Delano. They abbreviate that as D-E-L-A. I just assumed it was Detroit Lakes. I was assuming wrong. What's the old saying? We'll leave that for smarter people to figure out. But Shearer wins. I think they're still wrestling the Berg Link Championship. Yep, they are. That's a 160. But to backtrack, Jackson Roman. So he will finish his high school career with two state titles, two runners-up, a third, and a sixth. Pretty good little display on the mantle at the Roman household there. Cash Raymond of Simley takes third. And it was Ethan Ballweber of Princeton taking fifth place. Well, the 132 went to Austin Gabbert. Gabbert places for the fourth time, and for the first time, he's a champion. He'd finished second, fifth, and fifth in his three prior appearances. He wins the title over Davin Rose of Morris Area.
2021 160-pound Class AA state champion from Simley.
Cale Berg has beaten Jude Link.
Berg.
That's the 160-pound champion. Berg from Simley wins his second state crown. He was a returning champ at 138. A year ago. The 130-pound weight class, the championship went to Chase DeBlair of Simley. That's his third consecutive state title. He defeated Maxwell Peterson of Byron, who finishes as a state runner-up for the third straight year. Third place to Kyle Bokey of Princeton. Fifth place to Griffin Lundeen of Thief River Falls. At 145, it was the champion from Thief River Falls, Brady Kasprick. He defeated Logan Vaughn of Casson Manorville. And the Section 8 also brings home a bronze medal, Brody Elliott. A DL, who finished second at 138 a year ago, gets third at 145 in his final match. The fifth place match goes to Watertown Mayor, Mayor Lutheran's Bryce Burkett, who defeated Jonathan Harvey of Lake City. 152, Ryan Sokol is now a three-time champion, along with a third and a fifth, as he defeated Eddie Symes by Tech Fall to win the 152 championship. Logan Thorsten ended up getting pinned by Jack Fudge. That was the third place match. So Logan gets fourth for Foley, with Damian Rui of Mankato West winning the fifth place match over Joe Kozlowski of Lake City. And we just had the 160 bracket finished off with the fifth place match going to Cleet Shearer of Delano, third place to Cole Glazier of Casson Manorville, and your champion at 160, Simley's Kale Berg. And we are currently wrestling the 170-pounders. So we got the 70s, the 82s, the 95. We got five rounds left. Five weight classes to go, including this current match that's going on right now. The fifth place match is Kale Luthans Hutchinson against Travis Smith of Simley. The third place match is Kale Winnea of Casson Manorville, Blaine Henderson, Detroit Lakes, with Pequot Lakes, Pine River Bacchus's Connor Tulinchek for a championship. He's taking on Adam Sylvester of Totino Grace High School. At 182, coming up, it's Bennett Berge, the great one from Casson Manorville, looking for a fourth state title. Berge is going to face Caden DeWall, undefeated, number two ranked from Becker. The third place match is Adam Newman from Annandale Maple Lake against Austin Frierksen of Byron. And the fifth place match will be Cole Ranweiler of New Ulm, Brian Ramos of Perham. The 195-pounder still to come. The fifth place, Hayden Vandervoort of Hutchinson against Bodie Zenz of Malacca Faith Christian. The third place match at 195 is Gannon Rosenfeld of Mankato West against Mason Iverson of Thief River Falls. Championship, Kayan Short of Simley, Quinn Christofferson of South St. Paul. The 220-pound class. Gavin Nelson of Simley will go for the championship against Grant Luwagi of Marshall. That's your championship. The third place match is Foley's Hunter Grecki against Anthony Moe Tucker. And then the 220-pound fifth place match is Hayden Horniman of Dassel Cicado Litchfield, and his opponent will be Tri-City United's Riley O'Malley. Gretzky and Mo Tucker against each other for third. And then we wrap things up at the 285-pound weight class. Championship, Bennett Tabor, Simley, Kessler Kenning, Annandale Maple Lake. Third place match is Josh Franklin of Fridley against Foley's Elijah Novak. And then the fifth place match is Nick McKenzie, New London Spicer, against Max Balo of Lake City. So that sets the stage for what's to come here. We are coming down to the final matches, and it's Goretzky and Novak. About 10 to 15 minutes away yet, I would say, before those two gentlemen wrap things up for the Foley Falcons in Class AA.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair.
Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Cerebacco, Ken's Cans, Red Rooster, Piers Sanitation, IP Concrete, Bob's Lumber, Lash's Auto Center, Premier Construction, Becker Screen Printing, Brickyard Bar, Lochner Plumbing, Little Falls Radio, Gruber Custom Painting, Campier Financial, Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor, Litke's Veterinary Service, MP Barrett Trucking, Subway, Shogun, Rich Prairie Livestock, Smoothies Oil, Piers Service, Piers Foods, Vernon Pat Watercott, and Bud Light. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Piers, or check us out on Facebook.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own, or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years.
Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Back at St. Michael Albertville, we are working our way through the 182-pounders after a fun day here at St. Michael Albertville High School. Just off I-94, nice little drive. Some road construction, as can be expected during the springtime. But no delays, so the only time I was worried about getting down here today, this is me just pre-thinking here. It was actually in Freeport. As I came onto the overpass to get onto I-94, huge plume of dust and what I thought was smoke right just enveloping the entire overpass. And I was like, oh boy, what's going on here? It was one of those street sweepers was working, and that's what the dust cloud was. But it was a big dust cloud. So that was it for excitement on my travel plans today, and hopefully the same can be said on the way home. We got Hunter Gretzky coming up. We've got Elijah Novak coming up. A couple of weight classes away, the 95-pounders and then the 220. So we're within two matches here, or two rounds, of Hunter and then Elijah. Tomorrow morning, everybody in Class A comes down here to St. Michael Albertville. They will run the team semifinals starting at 9 tomorrow with Royalton Upsala facing off against Kimball in one semi. And the other semifinal has Jackson County Central paired up against Berthy Hewitt, Verndale, Parker's Prairie. Those are the two semifinals, and then like today and like yesterday, the individual Class A tournament will start at 2 o'clock. Good luck to the Royals and the two Holding Ford guys that are down here. Trevor Redunds has a fifth-place finish down here at 132 pounds. Logan Thorsten of Foley finishes fourth. And we await on Hunter Gretzky and Elijah Novak's matches. Boy, Trevor really wrestled well today. We knew it was going to have a handful. He got paired up against Landon Parent. 132 was such a tough weight class. Parent was a 3 seed, if you can believe that. He ended up finishing third, too. So that played out exactly how the seeds were assigned. But Austin Gabbert won the title over Davin Rose of Morris Area. Rose was the 1 seed coming in. Gabbert beat him in the finals in a close one. Parent finished third. And then Trevor finished in fifth. So a 2-1 day for Trevor. He came back after the loss to Parent. It was a first period fall here for Parent. And then Trevor refocused, came back. He faced Luke Skifton of Lake City. And the patented Trevor Redunds cradle worked to perfection. A first period fall in the consolation semis for Trevor moved him into the fifth place match and put him on the podium. And he faced Luke Schumacher of Big Lake. I texted Coach Toops between matches there for Trevor. Asked him if there was a scouting report. He says, not really. Says Trevor faced him a couple of years ago in youth wrestling, but not a real scouting report, but whatever Trevor had and knew he used today. He hit a big Granby. He was down 6-2 at one point. Hit a Granby to tie it, and then went on to win 10-7. So Trevor Redunds takes home fifth place here as Coach Toops and Coach Zajac were in his corner all day long for his three matches. And one of the things that Coach Toops talked about was that they just wanted Trevor to be the, you know, the cliche, be the best he could be his best self. They knew he would have his hands full in the first round, and he did, but how you respond was the true test, and Trevor came through flying colors with a fall and a decision, and the junior takes a fifth place medal.
Finishing in fifth place from New Ulm area, Cole Ranweiler.
Cole Ranweiler takes fifth at 182 from New Ulm. Defeats Brian Ramos. Byron's Austin Frickson finishes third, defeating Adam Newman of Annandale Maple Lake. Austin Frickson, F-R-E-E-R-K-S-E-N. That's a different name. DeWall and Berge for the title, and then we'll go to 195, and that'll leave us just one weight away from Hunter Gretzky's 220-pound third-place match, and Hunter is going to be taking on Anthony Mo Tucker, who came in as the number two seed and fourth-ranked 220-pounder. He finished sixth at heavyweight last year, and he's wrestling down at 220 this year, and he's going for a third place. As Hunter Goretzky lost to Gavin Nelson of Simley in the semis, that was only the second loss this year for Hunter, and he will try and finish his career with a third place medal. It'll be Hunter's final match. And then at 285, Elijah Novak also for third place goes against Josh Franklin of Fridley.
Your champion at 182 pounds.
All right, 195ers. And Bennett Berge has won his fourth state title. Berge defeats Caden DeWall of Becker, handing him his first loss. And Berge is now a four-time state champion for Kasson-Manterville. Frickson for third, Ranweiler for fifth.
195 pounds. I'm at four.
195. Bodie's ends against Hutch's Hayden Vandervoort. Bodie Zenz for fifth here. Third place match, Mason Iverson of Thief River Falls. Gannon Rosenfeld from Mankato West. And the title match, Quinn Christopherson of South St. Paul. Kayan Short of Simley. Kayan Short looks for his first state title. He has finished runner-up twice and fourth once. The senior trying to close out his storied career with an individual title to go along with his three team titles, which Simley captured earlier today. They won their third straight Class AA team title. So Ken Short, 32-0. I'm guessing he won both his team matches, so I'm just going to assume 34-0, going against Quinn Christopherson of South St. Paul, who beat the number two seed, David Wilford, in the quarterfinals from Orono. And then he beat the three seed, Mason Iverson of Thief River Falls, in the semis. So the lowest seed to make the finals is South St. Paul's Quinn Christopherson, and he gets the number one ranked Kane Short in his final match. Christopherson, a senior for the South St. Paul Packers. We are at 195, leaving us with only the 220 and 285 pounders yet to go here at St. Michael Albertville. We'll be back, and when we do return, we should have Hunter Gretzky on the mat.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Leshinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teens making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets, millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Minnesota high school sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
Kenco Drywall in Piers says, good luck to the Piers Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the Upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Piers says, go Pioneers! If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573 573-
2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We have a few great things for you in March. Starting March 8th, we have a full-time person on staff in Piers to work on electric motors immediately so you can take them home the day you bring them. Also in Piers, we'd like to get rid of our 2020 Troy-built snowblower inventories, so stop in, see Bill, get a good deal, and be ready for 2021 winter season. There are great deals on Purina and Hubbard cattle minerals, Crystal Lake tubs, select Land O'Lakes milk replacers, and Napa filters. One unlucky event for March, though, is our annual meeting. We will not be having our annual meeting in person due to the current pandemic. We ask that you come to Buckman March 10th through the 16th to pick up your patronage checks, annual report, manager report, and vote. Voting must be done in person in Buckman. Call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all of our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Welcome back to St. Michael Albertville. It's time for Hunter Gretzky and Anthony Mo Tucker for third place at 220. They're at mat two. The championship, Gavin Nelson and Grant Luagi. Hunter is the red ankle band. Referees are ready to go. They shake and we are wrestling for third at 220. Anthony Mo Tucker of Casson Manorville, and right away in is Hunter Gretzky. Can he get him to the mat for two? There's a roll by Tucker, no control yet. Hunter, referees stop it for dangerous. One of the limbs, I believe, of Tucker was at a bad angle, so they stopped that. 1:39 to go. A triple overtime loss for Hunter in the semis against Gavin Nelson. Oh, excuse me, that was the heavyweight. That was Tabor over Novak. Nelson defeated Gretzky in the semis. 1:15 to go. No points yet. A little bit of action early. Gretzky, the aggressor, but so far nothing is finished. Still 0-0 now. Spinning down to the mat level is Anthony Mo Tucker of Casson Manorville. Elbow tie up out in the middle of that black and red mat with a falcon, much like the Atlanta Falcon, exactly like the Atlanta Falcon logo, same color scheme, same logo. Gretzky back to me right now, trying to push Mo Tucker from towards the outside circle. Now Mo Tucker establishes himself back in the middle. 27 seconds left in a rather uneventful first period here in the third place match. With one more match to go after this, it'll be the Elijah Novak heavyweight third place match. Logan Thorsten finished fourth, losing to Jack Fudge of Purim in a rematch from the state prelims. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and we've wrestled two scoreless minutes with not a whole lot of action going between these two. And the disc shows that Mo Tucker has choice. He goes down. And Gretzky will be instructed to climb on board. And they're wrestling. Gretzky looking for a cradle. There's a wide base established there by Mo Tucker. Now standing, and he's out for an escape, and there's the first point of the match. Comes 12 seconds in. 1-0 for Anthony Moe Tucker, Jr. from Casson Manorville. 20-5 record entering today. He's gone 1-1, so he's 21-6. Hunter has gone 1-1 today. He is now 40-2. Tucker able to spin out of there as Gretzky had an elbow tie-up and tried to just spin Moe Tucker and get him off balance. Now Moe Tucker shoots and blocked by Gretzky. Second period, 1:10 to go. Still leaning on each other over there in the mat. It's been no mat time yet, just an escape off the start for Moe Tucker. It's the only time he's been down on the mat, and he got up and out in about 12 seconds. So that's the only point on the board. Casson Manorville's Anthony Moe Tucker up on Hunter Gretzky, 1-0. 45 seconds left, second period. Fifth place match is Riley O'Malley from TCU, Tri-City United, against Hayden Hormanen of Basilicata Litchfield. Gretzky and Moe Tucker off the mat again with 29 to go. Fresh start in the middle on their feet. 1-0 Moe Tucker. There's a stalling call against Moe Tucker. He stepped back and the referee didn't like it. The green armband comes up for a stall warning. There's a pin down there as TCU's Riley O'Malley will finish fifth. 8 seconds.
Riley O'Malley.
A lot of hand fighting, and we're going to go to the third here. 1-0. Gretzky trails. He'll start down here. See if he can get out. Tie this one up. He's standing. He's just released, and it's 1-1. Moe Tucker wanted no part of Gretzky on the mat. Lets him up. So we're at 1-1 with a minute 48 to go. Gretzky reaching behind the head of Anthony Moe Tucker of Casson Manorville. Same strategy by Moe Tucker. They kind of swat heads away. They're setting up a shot here. Who's going to feel like they're in position? There's another stall. It's on Moe Tucker, and it's 2-1 Gretzky. The second stall call, and now Gretzky will come in, and does he have the ability to lift and return? Moe Tucker is now trailing 2-1. The escape and the penalty point on the stall. And Gretzky's up 2-1. Just get him down to the mat if you can. No, cannot. They're out of bounds in front of the Casson Manorville bench. 1:06 to go, 2-1 for Hunter Gretzky. His final minute in a Falcon singlet. Can he bring home the bronze? 2-1 lead for Hunter. Moe Tucker grabs the wrist, trying to pull Hunter forward. Now a little slide by Gretzky, and they create some space and come back to the middle. Gretzky, and then a football stance, left hand down on the mat. 38 seconds left. We'll see if Moe Tucker has some sense of desperation here. Down a point. 30 seconds to go in the match. Gretzky. Moe Tucker in almost deep on a waist, but 18 seconds and counting. Gretzky takes a look at the clock as he separates. 13 seconds. Moe Tucker, does he have one more shot? Can Gretzky? Has not. There's a stall on Hunter, but that's only his first. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and Hunter Gretzky wins 2-1. Gretzky gives Moe Tucker a pat on the back, and that completes the third place match.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Amp Fitness, Kurtz Furniture, Kapsner Construction, Rich Prairie Chiropractic, Piers Fire Department, CHI St. Gabriel's, Check Auto Body, Red's Auto, Brandel Motors, Holy Trinity School, Elite Concrete, Federated Co-ops, Design Electronics, Wakefield Pork, Central Minnesota Door, Schomer Insurance, Sarah Backhoe and Gravel, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Shooting Sports, Dale's Farm Repair, Vernick Manufacturing, and Hennigan Insurance. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
And so it comes down to this. The heavyweights.
I'm at four, your fifth place match. From New London Spicer, Nick McKenzie
against Max Balow of Lake City. That's the fifth place match. Here's the announcement.
From Foley, Elijah Novak.
Elijah Novak against Josh Franklin of Fridley High School.
And on that one, your championship match from Sibley.
The alma mater of our own Denise Bozer Gertz. It's a Kenning-Tabor matchup for the title. Here we go. And Elijah Novak, bigger man here than his opponent from Fridley. Got a size advantage. He's in on a single. Can he elevate and trip? He got two. Takedown for Elijah. Can he crank this over now and get a fall? He's working. Nope, cuts him loose. 2-1. So Novak with a takedown of Franklin and leads with a minute 25 to go in period one. Elijah in the black singlet with the white and blue across the front, kind of a gold singlet with black tiger stripes for Franklin. Now Novak gonna score again. Novak secures a 4-1 lead. Going to ride a little bit here, right in front of the score clock. They're still inbound, so time comes off. We're down to 55 seconds in the first for Novak. Soon as this match is over, we will pull the plug on our day at St. Michael. And we'll get to Culver's for a fish sandwich. No, Culver's is not a sponsor. I just enjoy their walleye filet. 35 seconds. Second period, there's a half Nelson in for Elijah. Franklin trying to pull that one free, and he does. He frees that left arm. Now he's standing. Will he be cut loose? Nope. Big lift and return there by Novak. 18 seconds left in the first period for junior Elijah Novak against senior Josh Franklin of Fridley. Still just riding this period out. 2 seconds, 1 second. He'll just lay on top of him as time expires. 4-1, Elijah Novak. To the second we go. The disc comes down green. Novak to first choice. Fridley wants to go on his, Franklin wants to go on his feet here. 4-1 lead for Elijah Novak. Reaching for a left wrist of his opponent from Fridley. Right now, Bennett Tabor's got a 4-0 lead on Kessler Kenning of Annandale Maple Lake in the championship. Ooh, Elijah almost had the trip there. Minute and a half to go, second period. Still 4-1 for Elijah Novak of Foley. Elijah's got the back of the headgear. Got to be careful not to grab the headgear. That's a penalty. Elijah stepping in. They're pretty much right in the middle of the mat here.
Attention fans, at the conclusion.
Now there's separation.
All coaches and wrestlers will exit through the field now.
105 to go. There's another throw try by Novak, and he's in for two more. And it's now a 6-1 lead for Elijah Novak of Foley. And they're going out of bounds. 53 seconds left in the second for Novak. 6-1 lead. As soon as this match is done, we're out of here. The State High School League does not allow for interviews or any really interaction with athletes or coaches, so nobody to talk to, and you've heard enough of me today. 42 seconds to go. just riding here as Novak is. Pretty helpless feeling, I would imagine, for Franklin, the much smaller of the two. And Elijah Novak just bearing down on him. He's got his man to the belly to the mat here with 22 seconds left. Got to the facility here this morning. School was in session all day here, so there's a lot going on. It's about a student population of 2,000. There's a turn, and on the fall, Novak has won a fall for Elijah Novak. He's bringing home third. Novak got him down to the mat. A quick turn for Elijah.
Your winner on that Tuesday, third place.
And Novak with the fall. Elijah Novak joins Hunter Gretzky as third place finishers. Logan Thorsten with a fourth. Trevor Redunds with a fifth. Our final thoughts from St. Michael after this.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
Frosty's Barn Grill on Main Street in Pierce is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
Well, Frosty's hosting the Pierce Lions Fish Fry tonight. I hope they have a great turnout for that. We're done at St. Michael Albertville. Trevor Redunds, fifth place for Pierce at 132. Logan Thorsten finishes fourth at 152 for Foley. Hunter Goretzky, third. Elijah Novak, third at 220 in heavyweight. So, the winter season for me is officially done. And with spring sport practices officially beginning Monday, there's not a big break. Let's hope for warm weather. Let's hope for health. And let's hope to see a lot of smiles on these kids' faces. What a winter season it's been. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Not only today, but all season long. I certainly appreciate it. We'll see you sometime this spring for Pioneer baseball, softball, track. We're going to cover golf. So all kinds of things coming up. But today, we finish things off with wrestling on You Are There Sports. Good night, everybody.